A new TV series has sashayed onto HBO's streaming platform this week, in high heels, of course. It's called We're Here, about the uplifting power of drag performance. The series stars three well-known alums from the competition show RuPaul's Drag Race: Eureka O'Hara, Shangela LaQuifa, Wadley, and Bob the Drag Queen, who won season 8. These queens travel the U.S., stopping in small towns to produce one-night drag shows with local participation.
You know, some of the girls getting up here tonight, it's their very first time in drag, so you guys got to show them so much love and excitement, because they have been working and preparing for you today to express their individuality, but also to share the love that Gettysburg has, okay? So you gonna give them some love?
There's lots of dancing, glitter, and tears. We're joined now by Bob the Drag Queen. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Tell me about the inspiration for this show. What are you trying to do when you're going into these towns?
Well, I think more than anything is just highlighting of queer communities in small towns, showing America the part of America they don't see too often.
Yeah, I mean, definitely in the first episode, we see y'all going into this town and, you know, having these very intimate talks with people who maybe haven't been able to have that experience before of talking and being understood and feeling seen.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, we're all from small towns. Me, Shangela, and Eureka are all from small towns. And I know my experience was a lot different than like a lot of people who end up staying in the small towns and finding community in the towns.
Yeah. Which story moved you the most?
Well, there were some great ones. I mean, I got really teary-eyed because one of the people I work with, a drag queen named Lucid Dreams, was telling me about their relationship with their grandpa. And just hearing him, Grandpa Larry is his name, hearing Grandpa Larry talk about his love for his child, his queer child who's sitting there and is so open with his grandpa, that was just so gorgeous.
Well, Grandpa, what do you think of some of these scandalous outfits?
That's him. That's his thing, and he can do it. Whatever he wants to, I'm all for it.
In Branson, Missouri, which is our third episode, I got to work with a guy named Tanner, who was really struggling with his religion, which is something that I went through when I was younger. It was about representation, how representation matters. You know what I mean? And seeing someone who is going through what you are going through, what you went through, then you feel seen. You don't feel so alone anymore.
Tell me a little bit about your struggles with religion that you felt connected you with the person you just talked about.
Yeah, when I grew up Southern Baptist, and I mean, I'm not religious anymore, but this was a pretty big part of my life when I was growing up, and I would go to church every Wednesday and every Sunday. Sitting in the pews and sitting in a Bible study on Wednesday was a constant hearing about how I was wrong. Whether they knew I was queer or not, what they were preaching was about me and about people like me. And being told that, you know, twice a week, it really starts to tear you down.
Tell me why this idea of drag can help people.
Well, I mean, I don't want to give the illusion that drag is super unique in its ability to be cathartic. I think a lot of art is that way. And the fact that me, Shangela, and Eureka are the ones hosting this show, then obviously we are using this as our medium. But it also breaks down a lot of things regarding gender norms and gender stereotypes that may be holding us back that we don't even know about or that we don't even realize.
So, because you've done this, and I know some people are going through tough times right now for all sorts of different reasons, and part of the show is making people feel better through drag, what is something that someone could do at home if they wanted to bring some of that glitter and magic into their own lives? What would you advise?
Well, I always put it, it's kind of an interesting statement. There's a lot you can do. I mean, honestly, sometimes getting dressed is all you got to do. Get up and wear the clothes you would wear on a normal day.
Specifically now.
Yeah, but also, I got to be honest with you, like, when during the day, like, for me, what makes me feel the most comfortable is not getting dressed. I mean, I got dressed for this interview, even though it was over the phone. I'm wearing pants. But normally, I'd be in my onesie. Like, I just wear this, like, zip-up onesie with ducks on it that I wear all day, and I wear it practically every day. However, sometimes when I'm doing something official, even if it's not being videoed, I still get dressed so that I'm in a mindset that says, hey, let's be professional and engaging. But you also got to do what makes you feel comfortable. If shaving your head makes you feel comfortable, do it. If letting it all grow out makes you feel comfortable, you got to do that too. There's no pressure.
True words. That's Bob the Drag Queen, one of the stars of HBO's new television series, We're Here. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.